That's how you start. Quick, Nate. Shaylee rolled her eyes at this intro music. Name the wrestler.
I don't know.
The wrestler is Batista. Full name, Dave Batista.
Jose Batista.
No, Dave Batista, oh. who plays Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, I know that.
You don't watch Guardians of the Galaxy, the Marvel show?
No.
Movies? None of them?
No.
You watch the Marvel movies?
Yeah. Mm. Gotta be honest, I'm not there either.
Mm.
Avengers Infinity War coming out later in April, and you're not going to watch it?
You sound like you're talking Chinese to me right now.
Do not watch. I'm sorry. Somebody will be offended by that. Welcome to Monday Fun Day. It is April 2nd, 2018. National Championship in college basketball is tonight. We'll get into that a little bit. My name is Mike Keller from Q104.
Yo, it's Trudor from KC102.1.
You are so excited. It's Shaylee from KC102.1.
I don't know why I am, because my Jayhawks lost over the weekend, but it was a great season. I give them that.
It was a terrible game.
And I tell you what, this is something both Kansas and Mizzou fans can agree on. Kansas excited to make it to the Final Four. Mizzou excited to make it to the Final 64. You know, we did a great, great year for both teams.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you take away what you will. The Big 12 had a great showing in the tournament. Kansas making it further than, again, I point out to the podcast, I said, Kansas fans, all we wanted for this team was to win 14, and anything past that is gravy. They won the conference tournament. They went to the Final Four. That, my friends, is overachieving.
Yeah, tough when you run into a team, though, that doesn't miss their three-pointers. Good Lord, Villanova.
No kidding.
How do you defend that?
I mean,
seriously.
You can't. And you know what? And all the credit in the world to the Kansas fans who I saw a lot of posts, none of them negative, none of them bad-mouthing, just said, man, you just couldn't stop them. Nova was a freight train. They said, it's been a great season. Still love you, Jayhawks. And everything I saw on social media, and it's rare that you see that, was classy and was congratulatory to Villanova, mm-hmm. and just said, well, we'll be back next year.
Well, to be fair, there really wasn't much of a game to really trash talk. It was just three. Oh, Kansas got one.
Yeah,
three.
See, that can be infuriating, and you can just be like,
so good.
Exactly, and that can be infuriating to some fans to where they would yell some derogatory things that maybe they didn't mean, especially if they've had a couple.
Sure.
But no, all class from the Jayhawk fans. I think they deserve that kudos.
I mean, I had some choice words when some three-pointers fell that were from, 80 feet away, and it went in, and I'm going, what in the, who makes that shot? But look, I admit, I've been a hot-headed Kansas fan in the past. I've not taken some of our tournament losses so well. Bucknell and Bradley.
Hmm.
And this time I go, hey, you know what? What can you do?
Yeah, kudos to Nova. Tonight's the championship, Michigan-Villanova. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind that it's Nova's national championship? I don't see any way Michigan comes close.
I mean, they're not going to have the performance they did Saturday, but they're still a dominant team. They're still a big team, and
I think they could. I think they could absolutely look like Saturday's game.
With all those three-pointers, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't stay hot like that, can they, for another night?
Villanova cannot stay that hot, no. They can still stay hot against a Michigan team that's clearly overachieved. And again, kudos to them. Nothing wrong with that. But Villanova, from the start, when we filled out brackets 3 weeks ago, I had Nova going to the championship game, and I'm not a guy who watches college basketball, but I looked at the bracket and my strategy, and it's like I said, you'll either break even or be in the green if you decide to place a wager on such things, which we don't recommend here on the Monday Funday podcast.
For entertainment purposes only.
Of course. Nova was the one seed with the easiest path to the championship. And I said, that's why they're going to win. And I think tonight, a guy who doesn't know anything about college basketball is proven right.
Well, on Saturday, Michigan had the easiest way into the championship because Loyola, I mean, look, honestly, they were a great story. Sister Jean, the boys from Overland Park, but they did not have the athleticism. They didn't have the gas in the tank that it took to play an entire 40 against a team like Michigan. Not to say that Michigan was the end-all be-all, but they just couldn't match up in the second half.
I felt like the first half, it was all Loyola.
And then they ran out of gas.
Right.
They
and then it was
everything
just like,
they got
okay,
in
well,
the first half.
That was fun.
Yep.
I'll let you guys take the rest
and
of it.
And you could tell there was a 10-point swing there where it was just Oops, all Michigan. Let's go.
And they couldn't make a basket to save their life in the second half.
Nah.
I felt like they had more tries than they had anything else, any other stat. But, oh well.
By the way, no one in Chicago paid attention. No one even realizes they lost because they're terrible fans in Chicago.
I'm telling you from the last one, nobody even knows Loyola was in Chicago.
Oh, I had no idea. Mm-mm. No idea. So, you know, good luck to both. If you're rooting for one of the teams tonight, the championship, good luck. We all agree, though, right? There's no way Nova doesn't win this national title tonight.
Hands
I think
down.
We're all consensus, yeah.
Yep. All right. Moving on, the Royals' first weekend was one to forget, eh?
About that. Did you go to opening day, Mike?
No, we here at the radio station, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, we're all radio DJs with different radio stations, and we had a company event with our parent company that owns this four-station cluster, and we went to we had a tent outside of the K, and mm-hmm. we got hooked up. We actually had a new country mm-hmm. artist, Tyler Rich, stop by.
He was very pretty.
Yeah, Shaylee's like, hi,
oh my
Tyler.
God, are you serious?
No, he was, I did
Let's
not even talk
Tyler
to him.
Let's break down Tyler Rich's bracket,
no,
shall we?
I tell you
I'd
what.
I'd like to.
Trude, I'll show you a picture of Tyler. He's man pretty. Like, you can say
oh, yeah?
that. No matter which yeah. way you swing in life, that guy's you can say that he's a good looking fella. He's
Let's
a good
just say
guy.
It was very cold that day. In that moment, I was like, "Wow, it's hot in here." So good looking.
Anyway,
I didn't talk to him, but
so he was there, and we were there, and yeah, sitting in that tent. Actually, the tent was nice compared to the walk over to the tent, which felt like I was getting stabbed with wind daggers. It was just nasty out there. It was a terrible day, and. I thought this when I saw the schedule come out and I saw that the first games were at the end of March. It's too early for baseball season.
I agree.
What are they doing scheduling yeah. games so early?
Don't look at me. I didn't schedule them, but usually they come around, what, April 2nd, April 4th is usually the opening day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to someone about that, Mike.
Well
aren't they trying to schedule more days off now in between series?
That
is
was
that
more
what
travel
doing?
Days, yeah.
Yeah.
More travel yeah. days could be it. I know they want I think they would like it if the World Series didn't bleed into November. But here's what you need to do. And this is, I'm sorry, 162 games. I've always, since I was a child, I thought that was a ridiculous number of baseball games to play. You can't knock it down to 140, mm-hmm. start the season around tax day, you know, April mm-hmm. 15th.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And then run it through, you know, your World Series still ends mid to late October. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And then you would still get if you started the season 2 weeks later, knocked it down to 140 games, that would achieve your more travel days, more right. days off. Because you don't need to play baseball that many days in a row. You just don't.
Well,
that's the beauty of football.
Now the Royals have to do a doubleheader at the end of April when they play the White Sox again.
Ah, you know what? They're happy to do that because I would much rather play two games at the end of April than one game in yesterday's crap weather.
But in one day?
Yeah, and a doubleheader in baseball is fine. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
The Yankees were supposed to play today. Their opening day was today, and it had a picture of the stadium, and it was like 4 inches of snow covered. Postponed. Sorry about it.
Oh, baseball does the right thing and looks into shrinking that schedule. It's just, I've always, and maybe I'm the only one, I've always thought 162 was a ridiculous amount of games.
That's a lot.
Well, look, with the climate the way it is lately and the way that a majority of the stadiums now are open-air stadiums, especially in the northern mm-hmm. cities, we're going to be more affected by snow days and rain and wind days. So I'm with you. I mean, start it, yeah, around mid-April and then give them some great time off. Let's, we'd start, what, the wild card probably around August, right? Mid-August? That'd be okay.
Sure.
We could do that.
Yeah, and even a little later if you wanted to. We need to get like a meteorologist in on this because here's another non-sports thought I had about the weather because I'm getting old and I like thinking about things like the weather.
Oh, Jesus.
Get off my lawn.
No, I don't have a lawn yet. We're not there yet. But mm-hmm. I do think about the weather more. And I feel like, do you remember December in Kansas City? We had a couple of 70-degree mm-hmm. days in Kansas
yeah.
City in December.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like there needs to be an adjustment to the world's calendar, and the seasons need to be moved. I feel like for the last at least 5 years, we've had warmer Decembers. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had a white Christmas in Kansas City? Like, mm-hmm. I don't remember one.
It's been quite a while, I think.
But
yeah.
I mean, because like temperatures are still nice, sometimes even close to Christmas time,
yep.
and then we get April snow. I think winter's just as long, but I honestly think it's moved. I think all the seasons have moved back a month.
So we should have a daylight saving time where we jump an entire
season.
Month. Like yeah. this Saturday at 2 a.m., we're going to go from March 3rd to April 3rd.
No, I think that you write on the 2019 paper, you know, SI calendar, swimsuit edition calendar.
Oh,
I think instead of March 21st being the official start of spring, I think you move everything up. I think April 21st is your start of spring. July 21st, summer. August, September. October 21st, the start of fall. And then, yeah, December 21st is the start of winter. Am I getting that right? Maybe
that'd
January.
January
is the start of winter.
January 21st on your calendar.
It would be
right.
more accurate that yeah. way.
I just think, you know, as time has gone on, and obviously it's nature. It's never perfect. Sometimes you have to make adjustments.
So what by that virtue, though, I mean, baseball would be okay if we take it back to that conversation. Baseball would be okay going into November then because it's still warm at that mm-hmm. time. We had a pretty temperate November.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty okay.
If you're a professional ball player, would you rather play a baseball game on March 29th or November 15th? A week
November
before
November 15th, probably. Yeah.
But you're not a professional.
But the reason MLB won't do that.
I play one on the radio.
The reason MLB won't do that is because then that's more competition with
for
the
football.
NFL.
For football. Yeah, sure.
So what do you do? Can we bring it back full circle? What do we do?
Move football?
Shorten the freaking season. Major League Baseball, Bud Selig, whoever's in charge now. It's not Selig anymore. I forget the new guy's name. Who's the new commissioner of baseball? Rob Manfred? Does that sound right?
Right.
What a dorky name.
So there's this whole, I mean, besides college basketball, there is a wasteland of time in between January and April. Why can't we just move the NFL season back?
How dare you?
What are you talking about?
That is hockey season, good sir.
Oh, for the love.
Who cares?
That is hockey season. That is, and for those who care, it is basketball season as well. Your NBA, I'm with you, I don't care about that. But, you know, and by the way, can I give a real quick shout out?
Sure.
A thank you to the Kansas City Mavericks hockey organization. This last Saturday night were their MAC Awards. That's the name of their mascot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was cool. They had little trophies and they were golden, but they were bobbleheads.
Oh, I like it.
Like horse bobbleheads.
Hey, cool.
They were very cool. I had to bust out the suit and tie, and they were kind enough to ask me to host the event. So I got
nice.
To host the MAC Awards for the Kansas City Mavericks. It was very cool.
I did see your picture on social media. You looked quite sharp.
I took a picture with the Kelly Cup, which is the championship trophy of the ECHL. And the ECHL, it's double A hockey. It's uh-huh. like whoever is below Omaha for the Royals organization.
Right.
I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Lincoln.
I don't know. Like, I know the Springfield Cardinals down in double A in Springfield. That's the only one I know. But, no, it was cool to go out there. And I tell you what, for a double A hockey team, mm-hmm. nice little trophy they have there, the Kelly Cup.
Is that right?
It is.
So now the Mavericks are out of the playoffs?
They're fighting for their lives. We have
okay.
They have one more game tonight, one more game tomorrow, and that's it, and they need help. Mm. So the answer to your question is probably, but not officially.
Gotcha. Okay.
What, can I tell you that over the weekend I saw an article that hockey fans are more likely to have heart attacks than fans of other sports?
I did see that too.
Did you see that? I would just say watch out, Keller. Be careful.
That's not surprise because hockey is the most exciting playoffs in all of sports.
I mean, look how riled up he gets just talking about hockey.
That's not true, Mike.
Okay, name every sport that you've been in person to a playoff game.
To a playoff game?
Yeah, every playoff game you've attended in person live. What every sport?
Sport in Kansas City.
Okay, soccer.
I don't remember if I went to a Royals game. I think that's probably it.
Okay. Well, I say that, and I'm not going to be like, boo, I'm all big and bad, because I haven't been to all of them either. But only someone who's been to all of them could make that argument, but I believe
that. Playoff games? I've not been to a hockey playoff, but soccer, football, baseball.
Well, I guess I have been football.
And college basketball.
Okay.
There you go. I'm telling you, I went to a Blues-Blackhawks playoff game, and it's as close as and look at me, I'm not a big guy. Boy, I came close to throwing down, and I had a bunch of big buddies with me, so like I would have gotten my ass kicked, but we would have won. Mm-hmm. Like group fight, we would have won.
Yeah.
But boy, we came close, because it was intense, and it was awesome.
Disagree, but that's okay.
You know what? I would say, and that's a good point, that's a good thought, I would say that for consistent intensity of a game among the playoff games that I've seen, probably soccer ranks up there the highest.
Oh, I agree.
Because baseball, I went to the ALCS game where we clinched to go to the World Series.
Right.
that was like up and down.
Yeah.
You know, you're not hanging on every pitch through the fourth inning.
No.
You know,
right.
Football kind of the same way. You're kind of hanging on it when you have possession. But soccer, it's just the nature of the game, like hockey, that it's back and forth.
Constant.
What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, though, I was not in attendance to the game, but the Minnesota game against the Saints, when Keenan threw the miracle, Minnesota miracle, and he caught it for the touchdown the last, what, 3 seconds, something like that, I about lost my mind. Well, no, I did lose my mind. I wasn't there, but I actually thought I was having a heart attack.
That I, you know what, I remember that game because I turned it off because there was 14 seconds to go, and I'm like, meh. I'm like, well, that's success. I was pulling for, because you know, Shaylee's our friend, and I was rooting for the purple people for her. I really didn't have a say one way or the other. I mean, I do know a guy here who works who's a Saints fan, but I don't like him, so I was rooting for the Vikings all day. So
thank you, Mike.
Well, I will say, 2008, when the Jayhawks were going for the national championship, and we're down, and Chalmers gets the ball and hits the 3-point shot. Okay, there's your Case Keenum moment. For the Jayhawks, for college basketball. Oof. That was intense.
All right.
I ran a lap around the bar. I was so excited that we were just going to overtime.
That you just ran a lap, period, is shocking.
I ran a lap around. I was much skinnier 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I will say, if in that retrospect, a double overtime hockey game once got it for me, where it's sudden. As soon as you hit overtime in hockey, it's sudden death. Next goal wins. Just that's it.
Ooh,
so every
right.
time somebody takes a shot, you're... Mm-hmm. And then, oh, God, so good.
2013 MLS Championship at Sporting Park, watching the penalty kicks. I wasn't there. You know why? Because I left to be a good aunt and to go to my nephew's birthday party. I left.
Are you serious?
I did the
my
next best thing.
We were frozen to the ground out there.
But I did the next best thing. I listened to it in the car, which was the worst possible thing I could have done because, A, I missed my turn. I almost got into about 3 wrecks. I didn't know where I was going at that point. Don't ever do that is my point. But again, almost thought I was going to have a heart attack during that.
You know what that reminds me of? Every woman driver ever.
You're a jerk.
Oh, there it is.
He said it.
That's Mike Keller at Q104KC.com.
Send the hate mail.
Send your email complaints to me and I will delete them.
Mm, you're a jerk. Can we talk about something else that you hate?
Props, actually. Can I give credit to Sporting Kansas City?
Sure.
He was a couple weeks ago on this very podcast where I didn't rip them, but I had a fair criticism that they don't post updates during the game of the score for those mm-hmm. of us who can't make it and those of us who are trying to become a newer soccer fan mm-hmm. like myself.
Right.
I got to tell you, brilliant post. And I don't know if it was it had to be this morning because didn't they play yesterday, Sunday?
Saturday.
No, they played Saturday.
They played Saturday? Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Then maybe it was a Sunday post or Monday. I'm not sure. But a very recent post of theirs, they took a screenshot. You can tell they just did a Google search of the standings. Took a screenshot mm-hmm. of Sporting KC in first place in the Western Conference.
That's right.
Beautiful.
I love that. And you know, yep. and because you know yep. what? Yeah, because even me, I'm trying to get into it, but that riles me up as mm-hmm. as a new fan. Like, I want to go see. That's a first place team. I want to check them out. But what happened? Didn't they suck at the opening day? Like, have they gone undefeated since then? What happened? How
you
many games
what?
Have they played?
They played, what, 5?
We're 5 in. They lost and they
They're 3-1-1.
They hit a draw. Yeah, yep.
I don't know. I think they just kind of finally hit their stride of they've got a lot of new guys in new positions. They finally mm-hmm. hit the spot where, okay, this works. You work right here and you're great right here. And I don't know. Did you watch the goal?
I have not watched any soccer this year.
Okay. So the goal from this past Saturday, I think would actually make you insane. It was an own goal.
Oh, those.
See? So our striker hit it. And it ricocheted off of the guy's inside calf into the goal.
You pointed at your butt cheek and said
no,
calf.
No, I'm pointing to my calf.
You pointed at
You just wanted to look
cheek.
At my butt again.
I
That's
did
weird.
Not.
Any
I
way
not.
That we can score, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Oh my
gosh. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Put one up on the board.
So
I think that would drive Mike crazy.
He didn't intentionally like kick it, and it just went off him and in.
No, our striker hit it. He
right.
was aiming towards the goal. The defender put his leg out to try to save it, and in bad luck, it ricocheted from his leg into the goal.
It was a deflection, though. He didn't, like just wind up and accidentally kick it the wrong way.
No one kicks like that, like what you just did.
At least no professional does.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
I'm saying I think Truda does, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, just wait for the media day game.
Oh, God. You didn't even play last year.
I know.
I'll play. Sign me up. Can I put some phone books around my shins? Is that still the thing for shin guards?
No one. What?
How about you get actual shin guards?
I would get actual shin guards. Here's my question, though. Why do they wear shin guards? Because if you think about it, I mean, you think shin guards are going to help them when if I go, whew, they fall down. So what do you need guards for when at the slight gust of wind they're falling down going, oh, bloody murder?
I'll tell you why you need them in the media game, because there is a bunch of amateur yahoos running around a field trying to kick a ball, and you want to protect every piece of your body if you can.
Yeah, just thank God them 90% of them don't have spikes. That's
yeah,
all
exactly.
I'm grateful for.
Okay.
And that field's much bigger when you're out there running on it. And it
sure is.
Oh, running is stupid.
Right?
Running is stupid.
Ugh, by the way, speaking of running, 4 weeks from today.
Is that D-Day?
Q104 is sending me to San Diego to get my ass kicked
for the Marine
boot camp.
Awesome.
That's right. Four weeks from today.
That's fantastic.
Although I'm a little nervous. I don't have flight info. I don't have anything.
Are you training at all? What is the regimen
so far? Here's the deal. It's just been running.
Okay.
Because I have the 8-month-old puppy, young Dolly, at home.
Right.
Poop machine, by the way. She had a hair clip a couple days ago. Like you know, the one that looks like it has the teeth like this, but the little one.
Yeah.
The little itty bitty hair clip. I knocked it off the counter and she just, home. And so I pounced on her. I tackled her.
Seriously?
I was like a lion. I was like, no. And I had her body trapped between my legs, and I grabbed her mouth, and I took me forever to open her mouth.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just, like, not violently, but just kind of like, like tried to shake her head a little bit, like, and sure. Tilted her mouth down, let gravity do the work.
Uh-huh.
And nope, gulp.
Gone?
Yeah, so we're, today should be the day of extraction.
Good luck with that.
Today's the day it's supposed to finish its journey.
Let's hope it comes out in the French braid.
Gross.
So I completely forgot what we were talking about.
I don't even know where to go.
Running.
From that.
You're
running.
Boot camp,
oh,
so
well,
you're getting
well,
ready.
I brought up young puppy Dolly because she's obviously full energy, so I need to wear her out anyway.
Okay.
So there's a mile path not far from our apartment, so I take her for the run. And I forgot when I was a kid, like in high school, I had asthma. But then I just didn't do exercise for like 15 years.
Mm.
And so I just forgot I had it. But I'm getting to the end of these runs. I'm.
That's just called being old.
No, I think that's asthma.
You sure?
I mean, you're the same age as I am, so you're calling yourself old too.
I am.
But I'm not
running.
I think that's the, asthma, because it's more than just being out of breath. It's like, you're not supposed to breathe like that. You know, I've heard heavy breathing before.
Right.
And,
wow.
And that's
the special phone numbers he calls.
1-900. Help me, I'm lonely.
Oh my God.
You're not doing push-ups or anything? You're just doing running?
No, because I watched a video of others who have done this before. They have a promotional video they sent us.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they've had like old ladies. It's all media people. They've had like old ladies.
But
they've had like women in their 70s there. They've had, I mean, just people who are way more out of shape than I am there. And then I think the worst that you'll probably run a little bit. And I think there's a lot of standing involved. Like you're just on your feet a lot all day.
Okay.
There's no real, and I'll probably do like 3 pull-ups, and then they'll laugh at me, but that's okay, like, because I want them to laugh at me. It'll be good video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But,
You'd shoot guns?
I think I do get shoot
oh,
guns.
Sweet.
I think I
get,
oh, God.
Yeah, like the guns that are all controversial in the media, I think I could shoot that one.
Really?
Oh, that's
oh,
wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Bump stocks and everything. Grr-ga! Come on now. But it'll be at targets. It'll be fine. I'm not, you know, it's a target.
Yeah, it's not at Z.
There's
going to
be a lot
anything.
Of adult supervision there as well, correct?
Actually, I won't think about it. Most Marines are younger than us, so
yeah.
I mean, I guess I am the adult. So yeah. Does
that's
that mean
terrifying?
Does that mean
kids
what I say?
School,
does that mean what I say goes? Is
no.
That no?
No, because they can kick your butt.
I think the staff sergeants who are, you know, 6 years my younger will be like, killer. Give me that Uzi.
What is your major malfunction?
Several. Where do you want to start? I have a baseball philosophy if we have nothing else to get. Oh,
we have something
oh, we
very
have something,
exciting.
But we'll go ahead with your philosophy.
Do you want to save the best for last?
I think so.
Because I
go
think
ahead.
The Masters is best for last.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. I have baseball's next pitching evolution.
Okay.
Okay? Like right now in Major League Baseball, did you know that in order for a starting pitcher to qualify for a win, he has to go at least 5 innings.
Yes.
So if he throws like 4 innings and it's dominant, but he used a lot of pitches and he has to be pulled because of pitch count,
right.
He doesn't qualify for the win. It goes to the bullpen.
That's That's right.
I think that rule will be deleted here soon and replaced because I think within, let's do a timeline here. I don't think within 5 years, but I think within 10 years, people are going to get so crazy about pitch counts, Tommy John surgeries, and pitchers are just so expensive anyway
mm-hmm.
that let's say by 2030, we'll give it a nice round number. Let's say within 12 years, I bet that no pitcher of any team goes more than 3 innings. I think the bullpens will be completely redesigned. I think you'll have a bullpen full of guys who are built to pitch 3 innings as hard as they can. And then hopefully you use 3 pitchers a game. Sometimes you'll use 4 if somebody has a bad outing or whatever. And I have no scientific proof to back this up or anything mm-hmm. like that, but you see everybody with Tommy John pitchers, and they're so worried about pitch counts nowadays, and a guy like Strasburg, who should be dominant, but he's always hurt. Don't be surprised if by like 2030, this is the future of baseball. You heard it here first in 2018. You're going to have your starting pitcher go 3 innings, mm-hmm. a middle guy go 3 innings, and a 3-inning closer.
So I have so many questions on that. That's interesting. I mean, do you change then the roster? Do you go from a 24-man roster to like a 30? Do you still do 5-day rotations?
Nope.
I mean, this is intriguing.
I would, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've worked out all the nuts and bolts of it, but to what I've thought, I'd say it's probably a 3-day rotation because you probably don't throw 100 pitches. You probably throw 60 to 75.
Yeah, if you're only doing 3 innings.
And then
right.
you ice your elbow one day, you do a bullpen session the next day, and then you're back throwing again.
Yeah.
I don't think bullpens change. I don't think roster size changes. I just think managers will like this won't even be a rule change or anything except for the wins stat, but this is just more of a strategy change to keep your pitchers healthier and maybe have them pitch for your team longer.
People will go crazy because a 20-win season has been the watermark for a long time of a good pitcher. And so with people, you're right, not getting to that point if they're not pitching 5 innings. But can you honestly say if you did a 3-inning division, what pitcher is more responsible for the win?
That all comes down.
Maybe that's a call where the official scorekeeper makes the call.
Well, the way it is now is that it's the pitcher who's on the mound when the winning run is scored.
Well, right.
You just keep it like that. Because here's the thing. Wins and losses to baseball statisticians don't mean anything anymore. It's luck of the draw. Unless, there's the occasional dominating performance. But other than that, it's just kind of luck of the draw. Sometimes a pitcher will go out there, give up 6 runs, but then his team scores 7 in the bottom of that inning. He's pulled, but he still gets the win. So wins and losses aren't that big of a deal. The big stats now are the second most important stat is your ERA, and now the new most important stat in pitching is WHIP, which is walks and hitters. I'm sorry, walks and hits per inning pitched.
Right.
You want it right around 1. That's your ideal. Obviously, lower than that is great. And 2 is way too high.
Well, and actually, I would argue that quality starts was a stat that was more important than wins anyway.
See, I've never understood the quality start. I mean, I understand the stat. I don't see how it's important at all.
Well, because the quality start measured how many innings did you go. You had to go a certain amount of innings in the quality
you had to go 6 innings
right?
and 3 runs or less.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an endurance
thing.
It doesn't
even sound like a quality start to me. You have 3 runs and 6 innings. That's a 1.5 ERA. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think of quality. I'm thinking you give up 1 run or less.
Let's make it good, right?
Yeah. If 6 innings, 3 runs is like, that should be called like the PSS or no the PGS, the pretty good start.
Like an average start. Yeah.
Yeah, the AS, the AS. Back that AS up. Anyway, that's my
that's something to chew on.
It's just something different that I thought of, and I thought I'd share it with you here on Monday Funday.
Yeah. Interesting. Something to mull over. Well, we go from one of the greatest sporting events known to man, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. And by the way, the women's, let's shout out to them.
Oh, my God.
There was no shortage of excitement in the women's tournament as well.
That was insane. So Notre Dame wins at the buzzer for the championship game. And the same girl who shoots it also did it the game prior to get them to the championship game.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's insane.
Over to beat a UConn team that we talked about a couple weeks ago here on Monday Funday. So congratulations, Notre Dame. But we go from one great sporting event to another.
WrestleMania!
No, no, we're not talking about WrestleMania. Right. Sorry, we don't have time for that. But we do have time to talk the Masters.
A tradition unlike any other. The Masters.
I'm happy for you guys. It's no secret. Again, I'm not a golf. I'm right out there with golf and soccer are the same to me. But I know this is a big event.
They're not anywhere close.
I'm saying the same on the level of how much I care about them.
Oh, okay.
But I'm happy for you guys, and I'm so excited. And I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
And all I keep hearing is Tiger going to win? Is he going to win the whole thing? Is he going to top 10 it?
He's going to top 10 it. He's not going
to
win it.
We have to play our official music while we talk about the tournament, by the way.
Don't worry. I thought it was nap time.
I've already made a call. I'm totally getting a hat.
Wait, are you saying Tiger Woods is not going to win this tournament?
He's not going to. I've been watching, as you know, a lot of golf lately. And
nerd!
I'm going to junk punch you. So yeah, that's why you backed up. No, I've been watching a lot, and he looks good. He looks better than he has in the last year, 2 years. And I don't mean that attractively. But
don't tell Elon then.
Oh, jeez. Anyway.
With a lot of Ambien, anybody looks good.
Hey!
Hey-o!
There's a lot of the new guys that I think are going to make a surprise.
Well, there are a lot of old guys. First off, Mick is coming into this tournament.
I'm so
pretty
excited
strong,
to see him.
And I do love Mick.
Is that Lefty? Is that who that
is?
Old
Lefty
Mickelson. Phil
Mickelson.
Okay.
Yep.
But Spieth is on a tear.
Spieth?
Rory has a good shot at this. Bubba freaking Watson.
You know who I'm going to make the call right now. I think it's going to be Rory's tournament.
You think so?
I think so. He's been looking so good. Spieth looked great in the Houston, but didn't finish in the top five.
Now, will this be Rory's career slam if he wins here at the Masters?
I think
will this be complete
I
his
think
cycle?
So. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know why he's going to win?
Why?
Because it's only a couple weeks after St. Paddy's Day. It's Rory McIlroy. The luck of the Irish is on his side.
But Justin Thomas is looking really strong too, and this would be huge for him because he's ranked number one?
Yeah.
In FedEx?
I think that the field is as wide open for everybody as it ever has been. And so for that reason, I don't think you can discount Tiger Woods.
I don't think you can discount him, but I don't know. I think it would be too big for him to come back this time. I think everybody else has leveled up their game so much. I don't know.
But you don't think Tiger's going to play up to a great performance? I mean, the thing is, like, he was in his past when he was healthy and he was dominant and he was good. He had to blaze the trail. He led the way. And then he gets injured. Then he goes on all his personal stuff. He becomes human.
Right.
Now he's got to play to everybody else. And if everybody else is playing lights out, I've got to think Tiger's going to be there.
I hope so. I hope I'm wrong. But I've watched him play the last couple weeks, and I don't know. There's just little mistakes that he's making. And I'm sure he's been practicing it, especially in anticipation for this weekend. But God, they're just little tiny mistakes that he's just making every hole. I don't know.
He's not the old Tiger. This is the beautiful.
He's new.
Human,
I agree.
Tiger. He is human now. We realize this. He loves girls and drugs and makes bad plays with his golf club.
Right.
That's every guy. Now, well, I'm not saying that every guy loves girls and drugs, but I'm just saying he's come back down to earth, and now his game is going to play like it.
I hope so, but everybody else's game in that meantime has shot up through the roof. I don't know.
Weren't Tiger's best year when he had all the girls and all the drugs?
Well, see, we didn't know that side of Tiger Woods.
Well, I know, but we all know now.
We have to assume now that when he was winning, he was out there, John Daly-ing it up.
Right.
So, if he wants to win, he needs to get himself, a little druggy drug, maybe whatever he was on, a couple of ladies of the night. Rumor was the next morning he liked to eat like children's cereal with the ladies still in the room running around in their undies. So maybe get him some Lucky Charms. And I think he's got a shot. By the way, Tiger is my prediction to win. And I'll tell
you what?
It's
I hope
a good
you're
prediction.
Right. I hope
like
you're
that.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and well, I'm going to tell you why, and you're not going to like the reason, but I think it would be brilliant on the Masters part to rig it.
Mm.
Rig it in his favor and make it a story.
If that was the case, I mean, minus the rigging, but if Tiger does win, it's going to be freaking insane there. It's going to be nuts. But I don't think it's going to happen.
The Masters wants Tiger to win. The Masters needs Tiger to win because golf still needs Tiger Woods to be good for it to be relevant.
Yeah. Well,
in that case, the PGA and the Masters find a way, maybe make his golf ball a little lighter. Make it, you know, rig a golf club or something. You know what they're going to do? Here's what they're going to do. They're going to hollow. Remember Sammy Sosa had the corked bat?
Yes.
They're going to cork his golf
club.
They're going to hollow out his golf club so it's still just as powerful, but he can swing it, faster. So his ball travels
You don't want to swing your ball faster. I mean,
I'm off the tee.
Okay.
So I'm saying, you know, for those par 500, 600 yard ones, man, he drills it 425 yards off the tee. Oh, Tiger's back!
Why don't you just put a magnet in the ball and the hole?
Yeah!
And then it's like, wow, he's doing eagle and all kinds of stuff.
Look at how he judged that hill so perfectly. The ball just took literally a 90-degree turn. Right into the hole. Tiger's the best. I'm telling you, they need it. They need Tiger to win.
I'm not with you there. I don't think the Masters needs Tiger to win. I think they needed him to play and to be competitive. I think that's as far as it needs to go. People are going to tune in droves anyway. They need him to make the cut.
But that's the
kicker. They need him to make the weekend.
Right. But like Dustin Johnson has not been doing well, and he's playing.
Right.
But no one really cares about Dustin Johnson if Tiger's not there.
No, you're right. I mean, look, Rory, Bubba, Jordan Spieth, they're all great guys. And the years that we followed when Spieth won it and when all these guys, they were good tournaments.
Yeah.
But they were like, okay, so. So Spieth won it, great. When Tiger plays, when Tiger's in the hunt in those last 10 holes, that's a tournament. That is excitement.
But if he doesn't make the cut, it's going to be all for nothing. No one's going to care.
Exactly. You're right.
No one will care.
Tiger brings something to the game that nobody else does. Everybody else is just like, yeah, they're a good golfer. Okay, great.
Everyone's rooting for him, though, because I think he's had such a really, you know, bad couple years.
You know who's rooting for Tiger the most?
Oh, boy.
Nike.
Yeah, true.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
That is definitely the case.
Well, he's human. He's one of us.
You know who's rooting for Tiger the least?
He is not one of us.
What? He has problems. He's every guy. You tell me somebody out there that hasn't had a relationship fall apart, that got themselves into a drug problem. He has bigger, more profile things.
How many drug problems have you two had?
I mean, no, but I'm serious. But this happens to people every day. Not to us, maybe.
Okay.
But there are people out there who are like, well, yeah, I got hooked on something. Or, my marriage shot craps. I mean, this happens to people.
If Tiger Woods is the god of golf, then Shaley just busted out the Joan Osborne, what if Tiger was one of us? Average game like one of us. Because his golf ball hit a bus. It's too good for its home.
I'm actually a fan of that.
That was top of the head. Top of the head right there.
We
call it freestyle.
Okay, so make your prediction right now. You say Tiger?
I think Tiger is going to make it. I think he's going to win. I think he'll be right in there. Like, I think an 18th playoff is going to happen, and they're going to rig it to win it. I'm absolutely calling that they're rigging it. I don't know how. I don't know golf technology, but if they can, let me ask you this. If you're the head of the Masters and you can rig it, and you know you'd get away with it,
right?
Would you do it? And if your answer is no, you're an idiot because you want Tiger in the end. You absolutely want Tiger there at the very end. On that Sunday, 5 o'clock, 18th hole, absolutely.
Not necessarily, because you want one of these young guys. You want Tiger and one of these real young guys, up-and-comers, playing for the playoff because you get the intensity with Tiger, you get the crowd with Tiger, you get the ratings with Tiger, but then you have your newbie coming in at the very end to win it, and you're going to have a new Tiger-esque player to watch.
I don't know. I
think pass the torch.
Nah, well, because we never had that, because Tiger was suddenly out of the game and it was anybody's game. But I think, now here's my difference. The average age of the golf viewer is me and older. We want Tiger and Mick in that final two going for hole-to-hole playoff.
That's not going to happen.
Boom!
That's not going to happen.
For those
So who are you actually predicting wins?
I think Mickelson.
Lefty?
Taking Mickelson?
I'm going to take Mick. Yes, I am. I'm going lefty.
Oh, can we make this a cash bet?
That's my
bet
guy,
now?
Dude. Let's do it. Put lunch on it.
Put lunch on it?
Lunch on it.
Like a McDonald's lunch or like a McCoy's burger?
I don't know.
Well, we can afford the dollar menu on McDonald's, so let's go McDonald's.
Raising Cane's, maybe?
Oh, I love it. You know what? They need barbecue sauce at Raising Cane's.
Nah,
Raising
that Cane's sauce is perfect.
Nah, well, that sauce is good. That sauce is not perfect.
Dude, because, that sauce, Tiger Woods on ESPN, I'm on Raising Cane's sauce.
You're going to get drunk off of that.
I think barbecue sauce is the perfect sauce.
Okay.
Good thing you live in Kansas City.
I would put barbecue sauce. I would put barbecue sauce on a salad, and it would be good.
They've had that.
Actually, that does sound pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Would I'm you put raisin? I bet you would put Raising Cane's sauce on a salad.
I'd put that on anything.
On anything?
Yes.
Would you put that on your brownies?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Would you put that on your pot brownies?
No.
All right. By the way, coming up next week on Monday Fun Day.
Yes.
You really have no say in this, and I'm sorry, but I'm declaring martial law. But it's a full WrestleMania recap tomorrow.
No, it's not a full one.
Oh,
fine then. I get a full Masters recap.
Will the Masters be? Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
Masters Monday.
It's Masters and WrestleMania. That's it. Sorry, Royals. You probably still won't have a win by then anyway.
Oh, suck it.